Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, When a Nation Chooses Christ. With the help of the authors of By Their Blood, James and Marty Heffley, I've traced a very brief outline of Korean church history in the last few months. With this post, I end this particular series because, in fact, so much of what you'll find on other of my posts regarding the persecution of believers in North Korea is their history now. That's how we can study their history. But this final word, after the communist attacks in the 1950s, one victim of which I described in my last post of this series, North Korea was closed once and for all to the gospel. South Korea was devastated for the longest time also. 4 million refugees trying to get out of Kim's paradise crowded into the South. Tens of thousands of orphans and widows. 20,000 amputees. One-third of church buildings destroyed. 500 pastors dead. Most every Christian family had lost a loved one. But at least in the South there was liberty. And a purging of the past religions and ways to such a degree that Christ was raised up before the Korean people and given the chance that he desires to rule in the hearts of men. Missionaries came. Korea was empowered with training and finances and prayer. South Korea's church today is alive and vibrant, with some of the largest churches and most dedicated saints in the world. The Christian message has permeated the entire culture, and missionaries now go from there all over the world. This is the most Christianized country of all of Asia. And in the North, turning in on itself and being made to deny its creator, it has shriveled up into a nearly lost nation. We have documented elsewhere the attempts made by God's people to penetrate this darkness, not the least of which was a 90s visit by Evangelist Graham. Kim Il-sung was given a Bible and a copy of Billy's book, Peace with God. Son Franklin has had similar opportunities to present the gospel to Son Jong-il. There are indications everywhere that change is coming, but it hasn't come. The painful life of believers continues to this day. The church worldwide is in prayer even now for a pastor that was just arrested and confined. North Korea's history goes on. Let's go on with them, with these dear ones, our very family. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom and land of morning calm.